She's a diehard Hawkeye fan.
But she keeps moving closer and closer to Ames.
The pride of Elkhart.
Mal the sports gal.
With Ken, Colleen, and Kurt on Star Winner 2.5.
And a good Friday morning to you, Mal.
Hey, peeps, how you doing?
Well,
good.
You know, we're bumming like you are over the Cubs, but, you know, it's hard to get too down when your team goes to the league championship series.
I know.
You know,
mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah, I'm at peace with it. I made peace with it when it was, I think, 5-1.
Right. Yeah, okay. Yeah, after the Grand Slam, I was like, well, it's been a fun year.
Yeah, I go, there goes the ball, and there goes the hopes and dreams.
That was a tough one, but I'm really excited for next season. Yeah, I'm like a Cubs fan. But well, that's what I am.
But so we still have reason to be. So.
Yes.
That's right.
There was a time when people just said that, and you would look and go, no.
With who? Why?
But no, it's not ridiculous anymore. Okay, yep. Let's get to some football. And we got this late in the season. Both teams, you know, have a lot on the line going. We'll start with the Cyclones today. They are on the road at Texas Tech tomorrow morning.
Texas Tech is 4-2. Iowa State is 4-2. This is like a turning point game for both teams. Iowa State, there's actually talk about the, you know, save the calendar, save the date for the Big 12 championship or whatever. I'm like, I don't know about that.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, Iowa State's obviously proven a lot of people wrong, including myself. Texas Tech, they're a team that last year, obviously, Iowa State killed them 66-10.
Yeah, that was that huge blowout
game. That's right.
I remember that.
That was the Joel Lanning obvious quarterback draw for 5 touchdowns.
That's right. Yes.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I don't know. That just cracked me up.
Yes.
But, but their new quarterback, Kyle Kemp, he's been a really nice surprise for the Cyclones. My concern about this is now they have film on the little guy. They you know, have a couple games to watch before he's more of a surprise for the, you know, for like Oklahoma.
Sure.
Kansas, my God.
Yeah, but that's a bad team, isn't it?
Wow.
Wow. That was just gross.
Yeah.
It was just stupid. Anyway, ISU right now, they're ranked number 3 in the country in scoring defense. And I'm like, I can't believe I'm even saying that about a Cyclone team.
Yeah.
That's crazy to me.
You're right.
Their quarterback, though, they're a huge offensive team. Their quarterback's already thrown for 18 touchdowns. Their defense is, I guess they're pretty good against the run, but they're kind of lackluster on defense. I think it's going to be Iowa State's defense is decent. Their secondary is a little shaky. I think that during this game, I think Iowa State's going to have to run the ball a lot. I think that I think they're just going to have to mix it up.
Okay.
And I think we're going to see a back-and-forth game. Texas Tech's favored by 6.5, which really surprises
me a little bit, too.
Yeah. So, all the factors going this with, you know, all the unknowns, it's a very difficult game to predict. I do predict a typical Big 12 game. I think it's going to be a little higher scoring, not as high as some people would think.
Okay.
But I am going to take Texas Tech. It's a very close game. I'm going to go 34-31 Texas Tech.
All right.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt in the morning.
Star, winner 2.5.